Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Well, hi, this is Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. I'm so grateful to have you connected on today, and we do not take this opportunity lightly. We appreciate all of you so much for being connected every single week to this podcast. It means the world to me. Many of you who stop me in various places around the world to let me know that you're being blessed by this podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Cannot thank you enough. And I appreciate leaders gather in this place every week so that we can learn and grow and be who God has called us to be. I believe that by imparting these leadership strategies, you're going to evolve to be the kind of leader that I know God has called you to be. So again, thank you so much for just being connected. I appreciate you. And wherever you are listening to this podcast, I would encourage you to make certain that you share it with as many people as you can. People ask all around the world, where can I find leadership content that can be a blessing to my life? Would you help me share this with the world simply by making sure you share the link, ask them to subscribe. I would appreciate it so much. I also would appreciate you following me at JosephWalker3. That's on Instagram. That's the platform by which I interact the most. And of course, I encourage you to do that. And of course, let me know in the comment that you're being blessed by this podcast. And also go to josephwalker3.org. Check out When I Be in Your Area. It's my website for more content, books. I've written quite a few books. My most recent book, Pursuit of Purpose, Piece by Piece. I hope that it blesses you. So please go check it out. I believe that something amazing will happen when you do that. So go do that. Share it with someone. I appreciate you in advance. I cannot thank you enough just for your support today. So thank you. Also, my wife and I have a YouTube page. It's called Couple of Destiny, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. I invite you to go over there, check it out. A lot of great content. We deal with mentorship, relationship, marriage. We deal with it all. And so when I tell you, we get a lot of responses from that YouTube platform. We want you to go and check it out and be blessed as well. So thank you in advance. I really, really appreciate it. And it means a lot. So today, we want to talk about the leader's inner work. Healing before helping. And this is so important. Why? Because I believe that each one of us has work to do within. I wrote a book called Restored at the Root because I realized that often our fruit is a direct result of what's in our roots. Sometimes our unreconciled trauma and things that we've not dealt with can cause us to lead differently, and we're hurting and we're not healed, but we're still trying to lead. I think it's important for us to pause and do this necessary inner work. And I think that's where the blessing is when we really understand that. And so I want to make certain you do that. Check it out. Let's go deeper right now into these strategies, because as you go get that book, Restore at the Root, check it out. I promise you, it'll help you know how to do what we call root work. I want to go into this today. And I want to be transparent to you as a leader, because leading and dealing with inner work means that you lead from a whole place and not a wounded one. And that's important, right? Because we are quick to lead, but we're not quick to heal. And I think that it is important that we really do a self-evaluation of ourselves and ask ourselves, are we completely made whole? Have we really dealt with a lot of the trauma, a lot of the pain? I know I went through a season where I did not deal with it. And so I wasn't leading whole. I was leading jaded, and I was suspicious of people. I had a little bitterness inside of me. So anything that reminded me of people that had hurt me were triggers. I had to really work through that because I knew I could not be the kind of leader I was supposed to be if I wasn't whole. And so I think it's important for all of us to aim toward wholeness. I said again, to really aim toward that because, you know, wholeness is something that's very powerful. Jesus meets a woman who has an issue of blood. We know this story. And she presses her way to the crowd. Watch the leadership of Jesus. Who touched me? A lot of people touch you, Jesus. No. There's something in that touch.
because he understood what she has been dealing with, historical trauma of being a woman, isolated, ostracized, you know, all those different things, right? But when Jesus heals her of her issue, he looks at her and says, your faith has made you whole. I didn't just heal you, but I took away the residue of the things that potentially could set you back, even though you got your healing. And sometimes we get our healing, but we still hold on to the residue, and other people can sense it in our lives. And so I think it's incredibly important as leaders that we lead from a whole place. Ask yourself, have you gone to counseling? Have you worked through this? And I believe, I want to encourage every leader should go through therapy so that you can come to a place of wholeness. There's nothing more powerful and beautiful than leading people from a place of authentic wholeness, right? So let's lead from wholeness and not from a wounded space. Yes. Number two is the necessity of internal evaluation. Now, I think every 3 months, you should pause, step aside, and truly look at your heart, your motives, evaluate where you are in your life. And I mean that sincerely, right? Because I think that sometimes with leadership, there's a lot of things we encounter, a lot of spirits we pick up, a lot of things that we have to navigate through in spite of. And you have to be mindful and careful that you truly are evaluating yourself internally. You know, am I in a good place? You know, is this a season where I should be taking on more? This is how you truly evaluate yourself internally. And as leaders, we're quick to do evaluations for our team, you know, assessments. We meet with people who work for us and we write these evaluations. But what would happen if you took time every 3 months and did a self-evaluation about how you're handling certain situations? Are you evolving in a negative way or a positive way? Like truly pausing and listening. I think that's important. Listening to yourself, listening to your heart, understanding the things as a leader that may be happening from the inside out. This is the inner work, guys. This is the inner work. The third thing I want to share with you is, you know, how your healing determines your leadership style. How you lead, right, is a direct result of your healing. And I don't want to repeat myself in terms of leading from a place of wholeness, but I do want to help you understand that how you heal determines how you lead. If you're a person who heals, who goes through that process, you have more empathy for people who you lead because you understand that people show up not as a function, but they show up as a person who has a function to do. So you're oftentimes looking at the person, asking how the person is doing, not how is the work coming along. You'd be amazed at how many people just say, how's it going? How's the work coming? Versus asking how you're doing. And I talked about this in Leadership and Loneliness. I talked about my lamentation about, you know, people often asking, what am I doing? What's next? And nobody really pausing to say, how are you doing? And because we're judged often by what we do, so we become human doings. And people lose sight that we're not human doings, we're actually human beings. And so this is incredibly important. So as you begin to lead your style, whether you're empathetic, whether you're patient, that has a lot to do with how you healed and how you are healing through the process. So really evaluate that. And the inner work here is about, well, if I want to be a great leader, then let me look at how Jesus led, right? There's nothing that we go through that he has not touched our infirmities, the Bible says. He identifies with, he has empathy for. He doesn't judge us. He has empathy. And I think when we lead people, it's important to say, Lord, give me a level of empathy and wisdom that I can lead people directly and lead them effectively, if you will. And I think this is incredibly important. So think about that. Let that sink in. And number four, I want to spend a little time on this. You can't lead others out of places you haven't exited yourself. Man, how can you lead people if you are still entrapped in the situation you're trying to lead them out of? This happens so often, right? Particularly when you think about a lot of our private struggles and things that we refuse to deal with as leaders. This is why integrity is so important. Integrity is not perfection. It's just being honest with yourself. It's about really saying, you know, let me evaluate myself. Let me find out where I am. What's going on in my life right now that may be hindering me from leading other people out? Because if I am still wrestling with that issue, if I'm still, you know, responding in ways in which I'm trying to get my team not to respond, it's hard for me to leave them out of it if every time they see me, I'm still in it. Man, I think that's such a powerful thing. And I think all of us have our own examples. We have our own ways of understanding it. And so I won't, you know, beat that horse, but I do think it's important that we truly focus in this season on accountability, on excellence in every area of our lives. Got it? All right, so let's go to point number five. And I think this is going to be important for all of us as we continue to do this inner work that I think is so necessary for all of us as leaders. Because if you learn the power of this inner work, I really believe that you will be the leader that God has called you to be. Number five, and I want to lean in on this one again, the role of therapy, prayer, and reflection. How important it is for all of us as leaders spend time in therapy and prayer. We oftentimes pour into everybody else, but nobody's pouring into us because we find it difficult to put ourselves in that posture. But I believe that it's important to always be a cup before a fountain, saying, God, I need your power. I need your wisdom. The reason Solomon was a great leader because Solomon prayed. The reason why I believe Paul was a great leader because Paul prayed. I believe the reason why you're going to be a great leader is because you're going to spend more time praying than on social media. You're going to spend more time talking to God and getting revelation. This is so important. And so why is that important? Because as you begin to understand the role of that, prayer brings about a level of reflection. And when I reflect, I see the need I have for therapy. Because doing this inner work is about, Lord, working on me. David said, Lord, purge me with hyssop and wash me that I may be whiter than snow. This is a powerful thing, guys, to truly come to a place where you can say, now I need to talk to someone. I need therapy. I need to work through these unreconciled issues in my life. And you'd be amazed that when you do that, you would be truly amazed at how incredible it would be for your life simply by just doing that work, doing that work. That, you know, that heavy lifting of really pouring stuff back into your therapist and talking about it and being honest and transparent so you can get the kind of help that you need and see life from a different perspective, right? That's so important. Inner work, man. Inner work. Truly, truly working on myself from the inside out. It's not pleasant always, but it is necessary. I called it in restorative the root. Root work. You got to do that root work. That's when your hands get dirty. That's where, you know, sometimes they're stickers and, you know, splinters, but you have to do that if you truly, truly want to get at the core of what's going on. So let me say, I recommend therapy. You cannot be a leader and you're not talking to someone. With the amount of things you deal with from day to day, the amount of challenges you have, you need to talk to somebody. Trust me when I tell you that. You and I both need to have someone we can talk to. And that's why I think number six is important, because vulnerability is important as a leadership virtue. Can I, as a leader, be vulnerable? Can I lead my team from this place where I can trust my vulnerability to people? I think this is important. And when you've been scathed and hurt, I get that. You're more guarded. You're not willing to share as much. But man, there is liberation in vulnerability. When I'm able to be completely free and share, you know, without having to worry about, you know, repercussions, but I can help my team become who they're going to be. I found that effective leadership, and hear me well, the most effective leaders are those who are transparent, those who are vulnerable, those who are not pretentious, those who lay it out. These are the leaders I believe with all of my heart that truly, truly have success. So are you willing to leave from a place of vulnerability? Are you willing, as you go through therapy and you walk this out, to come out of it, not as a guarded leader, but one who is truly willing to do this inner work? This inner work is so important. Again, all of us have to go back over the things that have occurred in our lives and created the people we are today. And that inner work can help us all become winners. Here's number seven. Before we get to it, let me review. And I want to walk through these points again. We're talking about the inner work of a leader. You know, healing before helping. Getting ourselves right before we try to bring somebody else along. We talked about how to lead from a whole place and not a wounded place. That's important because, you know, wounded leaders hurt wounded followers. And so it's important that we understand the necessity of internal evaluation. I recommend that every 3 months, you pause, you take an internal assessment of where you are, evaluation, and find out what resources you need to be optimal, to be at the best place you can be spiritually, emotionally, physically, and otherwise. Here's number 3, the necessity, how your healing rather determines your leadership style, and the necessity of leading correctly. Because when I talk about that, it means if you are a leader of great empathy, of patience, a leader who, you know, has truly learned lessons and matured, you lead from that place, guess what? Then it determines how your leadership style evolves, you know? And so I think that when you're able to work on those areas and heal, I think your leadership style reflects that. The reason why I have a lot of empathy and patience is because I've experienced that and I needed it in my own life. You really can't lead others. Number 4, out of places that you haven't exited. So you can't mentor people about poor decisions and choices. And then after the mentoring session, you're going to make 5 bad choices yourself. You have to ask God to liberate you out of places that could potentially hinder your witness, that are a threat to your destiny. And I think it's important because when you do that, you're able to really understand God's plan for your life and the trajectory that you're on. So it's important, right, to truly, truly say, hey, let me, before I try to lead someone else out of something, let me make sure that I myself have exited, you know, when I'm trying to get people to exit. And then, of course, we talked about the role of, which is important here, right, therapy, prayer and reflection. Reflecting over my life and decisions I've made, prayer, you know, really understanding that that's my foundation. Spending time with God. Jesus would always go apart to pray. Look at Jesus, the leader. He would go apart to pray, talk to the disciples, and he'd pray. And he'd pray more. And he'd pray more. That is what he did. I think it's important also, when you think about that, you begin to realize prayer then pushes me to a place of therapy. I want to talk to someone. I want to sit down and really have someone counsel me. I don't want to be the person always pouring out to everybody else. So it is incredibly important that you think through that. And I think this is what helps us all just become better leaders. And then, of course, number 6, the role of vulnerability. Can you be vulnerable? Can you trust your team with your vulnerability? I think this is huge, right? And I think when you do that, you begin to realize, man, how incredibly powerful that is. Some of the most amazing leaders are people that are transparent, vulnerable about their journey, their struggles, the inner work that they've gone through. One of the things you'll find that Dr. Stephanie, my wife, on our platform, we use that platform on YouTube, Couple of Destiny, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. We've shared some very vulnerable moments about our IVF journey. We've shared moments about, you know, when we've, you know, felt like almost giving up and things of that nature. It lets people see you as a human being and not a human doing. It creates a level of empathy for you. Because I want people to reset their expectations that for me as a leader. I'm not like this superhuman person. I'm a person who bleeds, who hurts, who cries. And at the same time, yes, I have fun. Yes, I thank God for all of that. But it's important that I lead from a place of vulnerability. And then finally, healthy leaders create healthy environments. Once you understand this, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. This will help you be that leader you are called to be. I believe, man, when you lead from this kind of place, when you understand the health, a healthy leader creates that environment, you set the tone for the organization. You come in and your affect, how you work through a variety of different things sets the tone for the organization. So I want to challenge, I want to encourage you. Yes, yes. Make certain that you take the lead here. Let's do this inner work together. Let's commit to finding a therapist. Let's commit to praying more. Let's commit to this internal assessment and evaluations of our lives. And let's look at how we can be better by leading from places of wholeness and not brokenness. I hope this episode has blessed you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you for listening. Make sure you follow me at Joseph Walker 3. I'd love to hear your comments, your thoughts about this one, particularly this one. I'd love to hear what you say. And also, if you want me to come and share your area, reach out to me at Joseph Walker 3. I would love to do that. I appreciate all of you so much. Make sure you, again, go watch Couple of Destiny, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth, my wife and I's YouTube page. And make sure you order my book. It's called Pursuit of Purpose, Peace by Peace. That's P-E-A-C-E by P-I-E-C-E. out there on Amazon, or wherever books are sold, go get it. I promise you, it will bless you tremendously. I want to thank you in advance. I appreciate all of you so much for just flowing with me, following me. I appreciate it. Thank you again. I pray God's blessings be upon you. Until next time, thank you. I'm Dr. Joseph Warren Walker III, and this has been Next Level Leader Podcast.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker III. I look forward to connecting with you.